Now, back to Lansing's only live afternoon talk show, Ebling and You, on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back, Jack and Scott, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. Very happy to welcome in our next guest, Tony Fregale, President and CEO of the Lansing YMCA. Hello, Tony. How are you?
Jack, I'm fine. Thank you.
Well, I want to talk to you a little bit about a very successful capital campaign and some very important renovations for the YMCA of Lansing.
Absolutely. What would you like to know first?
Well, we're talking about $2 million, right?
Yes, the YMCA has raised over the last 3 years $2 million from the community throughout mid-Michigan to make improvements to four of our facilities in the metropolitan area.
That is no small can of change.
Oh,
and
no,
you talk about
not.
This
was,
campaign and how many donors you had?
Yes, 196 donors from across the region gave to the campaign, some of them longtime supporters of the Y, some new to the YMCA, but every one of them interested in us building a healthier community, engaging more young people, more families supported. They really rallied behind the mission and the purpose of the YMCA in mid-Michigan.
All right, now we are talking about four branches, if you count the Mystic Lake Camp, correct?
That is correct. We'll be doing projects at the Oak Park branch on the south side, the Parkwood branch on the east side, west side branch out on Old Lansing Road, and of course some substantial improvements to Mystic Lake Camp, which is 100 miles north of here.
All right. What is the most important difference that people are going to notice about the Y?
What they're going to notice, maybe, Jack, are three things. A deeper involvement in the health of teens, middle school and high school students. We're creating two teen wellness centers within the West Side and Oak Park branches. We're also creating family locker room spaces at Oak Park and Parkwood so that more families, and especially the young children, can come together to the YMCA. And the third is the expansion of camping programs and outdoor education programs at Mystic Lake Camp, including the creation of Mystic Village, which is a family camping environment to complement the things that we're already doing for young people up at camp.
All right. Well, we're talking about a very competitive aspect here, but in terms of membership and the numbers you have seen, can you talk about the general health of the YMCA?
I can talk about the general health. We are not, as an organization, serving everyone in Greater Lansing. We are not immune to what's been going on the last few years.
Right.
Membership has certainly flattened out for us. People have gotten more cautious with their money, but I can tell you two things. One is that we've maintained a pretty solid membership base given the circumstances, and we've created an even larger donor base given the circumstances. The combination of the two has kept us pretty healthy. I'm happy to say we're doing fine. We're leaner than we used to be,
mm-hmm.
but it's necessary at this time.
All right, what was the key? We talk about the Open Doors campaign. What does that mean?
Well, the Open Doors capital campaign, the theme was really to open more doors to more people in the community, particularly families, older adults, and teens. We're also building two technology learning centers at Oak Park and at Westside, which helps us to really support what's going on in the education community, preparing middle school and high school kids for the challenges, the technology challenges of secondary education. So Open Doors is really a metaphor for the YMCA's desire to include as many people as possible in its facilities.
Tony, it's great that you had the 196 donors, but with a segment of the population, is there still an education gap that people do not understand the YMCA is so much more than basketball courts and all the tremendous programs you have?
We think we still have work to do informing the community and communicating all of the many things that we do, all the partners that we work with in this community to do more than just health and wellness programs. It's a mainstay of our mission, but it's certainly more to that. We support education. We support families, particularly working families with children. And we also have gotten deeper and deeper into serving an aging population where social connectedness is as important as their physical health.
All right. What about the time schedule for these renovations? When do you begin?
Well, the renovations have begun. We started at the Oak Park branch on September 7th. Okay. We are now moved into the Parkwood branch, and the West Side branch improvements will begin in November.
Okay.
Camps work will not take place until early next year because they're on a different program cycle than the branches in the city.
All right. The Oak Park would be completed first?
We think we're going to be finished there about mid-December. But we were hoping that both Westside and Parkwood would finish up about the same time because their renovations are not as extensive as the ones at Oak Park.
When do you start your next fundraising campaign? For some people, it never ends.
Well, for some organizations, including the YMCA, it does not end. We also run an annual campaign for financial assistance, Jack, and that begins in January and runs through the springtime, and that's called Open Arms. And that's really another metaphor for including as many people as possible in the YMCA who otherwise could not afford to participate. Wow. So that's coming right around the corner.
Well, congratulations on this campaign. Tony Fregale, President and CEO, Lansing YMCA.